Mars, the bottom, I slept in a carini. Got some things you say and do, tell me your brain cells off a few, and that is why I hate you.
What's up, everybody?
Hello, hello.
Welcome to the show that you know is about complaining on the go.
That is why I hate you.
We're not on the go. I don't know why I said that. It rhymed. We're not currently on the go. But you can listen to it on the go. Right?
I mean, podcasts are kind of portable. So it can
means
be,
of entertainment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I listen to podcasts either in my car, so that's portable entertainment. When I'm like waiting for my kids to get done with one of their extracurricular activities, so that's portable. Or when I'm laying in bed at night and can't sleep. So that's not necessarily portable. But, you know, it's 2 out of 3. I feel so crappy. I wonder, does my voice sound shitty?
You sound like you're either really groggy or you're starting to get that deep, sexy, like, frog voice that people
get.
Yeah,
that's what's coming on. It's the deep, sexy frog voice. I'm actually not groggy yet, for once. I'm like, I was wide awake today and I was just like, man, I feel like shit. This would be a great day to be able to sleep a little bit. And I just was like, nope, not happening. Not happening.
Absolutely. Oh man. Yeah, I'm super tired. I was like, yeah, you know, I'm going to mow the lawn because I got to get something productive done. And then I put it off and started doing some stuff around the house. I'm like, shit, I really need to mow the lawn. And then I was like, but my neighbors aren't awake yet. I don't know if my neighbors are awake yet, but I don't want to annoy them.
Well, what so time just like, was it?
It was like 9 something.
Well, and if they're not awake, then too bad.
I have like a really old lady neighbor, one of them, and the other people I don't know anything about because they're weirdos. But I'm just like, man, I don't want to wake them up. And
no.
All of a sudden, it's really lame. Like, fuck, I got to do this before the show starts. And I start mowing my lawn, and I went over time. And I'm still really tired off of that. I had to change my shirt.
Here's my theory on that. If you're a person that's still sleeping at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock or whatever, then you're used to sleeping with extracurricular sound going on around you. It's not going to keep you up or bother you.
Funny like you say that's how you reconcile that with yourself.
No, I'm just saying, like, for me, if I take a nap or something like that in the middle of the day, if I'm like tired and need to lay down for an hour, I understand the fact that it's not going to be perfectly quiet. I'm going to have to deal with outside noises. It's just going to happen. My neighbor at the bus stop this morning was asking if I heard the dog barking its ass off last night at like 9 p.m. I was like, I didn't hear anything. She's like, you didn't hear it? Because she lives right across the street from me, really.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't hear anything? I was like, no. She's like, there's a dog. It was just barking its ass off. I don't know where it was or whose it was. And I was like, yeah, I'm just block it out at that point. You know, I'm just like, all right, well, it's 9 o'clock. It's not super late.
Yeah.
Although when we had kids, when we had babies, it used to be really irritating. When people would make a ton of noise at like,
because as soon as the baby wakes up, that's it. Your whole life is fucking over.
Our fucking neighbors like to do fireworks too, random days of the year. It'd be like fucking May 3rd, and they're just blasted off fireworks. Oh, today's May 3rd. That's funny that I said that. I did not know that. Say that knowing that today was May 3rd, just popped out of my head, and I was like, oh, that's right around now. Oh, that's actually today. But that used to drive me nuts when they'd blow off firework. They still do it, but now the kids are older, so it's not like they're waking a baby up. But yeah, that would drive me nuts if I had a baby or something like that. She's got a young kid, so I don't know. Not a baby, but like 2 or 3.
Hmm.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah, but I don't know either.
I need to mow my lawn too. Oh, we had so much rain over the last, I don't know, week or so now. I mean, my lawn's a mess too.
Yeah, my lawnmower turned off like twice. Oh, this is really thrilling, like, conversation we're having. This, we're burnt out today. I'm so sorry. We just talking about like old men talking about mowing lawns. It's
old
boring
men
shit.
Doing stuff. Yeah, I mean, If you're listening to this episode, we're recording despite both being a little burnt out because we wanted to make sure we delivered an episode this week. So, yeah, this riveting conversation of me with my frog voice and us talking about mowing lawns is, I'm sure, extremely exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, you know what?
You hear that, folks?
That was disgusting.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm going to go into some of the shit that I'm usually, like, into. Local news.
We need a jingle for that. News.
No, just because I'm getting, like, I've, for some reason, have been, like, falling into rabbit holes of, like, random.
I like how you did the generic news, like,
Diddy. That hasn't been a thing since, like, the 90s. It is still, like, everybody, just like rolling down the window. Nobody rolls down the window anymore, but we still,
like, yeah, it's still in our heads. Well, us old people anyway. Anyway, yeah. Go ahead. Local news. I've been going down. I went down the Papa Meat rabbit hole lately, but go ahead.
Oh, the shit that he had to put up with, like, recently.
Yeah.
But there's a guy named Patrick S. Tomlinson. Are you familiar with this guy at all?
I'm not, but the fact that he uses his middle initial tells me he might be a bit of a dick.
Oh, he's a pretentious, like he's basically, he looks sort of like if Porky Pig was an adult. not Porky Pig, I'm sorry, not Porky Pig, Hampton. Oh. Specifically Hampton from, like, Tiny Toons.
That's like the same thing, just
was an different. Adult human. Again, he's specifically like that. He's a author, comedian, sci-fi
self-titled
freedom fighter.
Yeah, but are these titles other people gave to him, or has he given these titles to himself?
Well, he's tried all these things.
So he's tried them once, so that he's a master of it.
There are stand-up videos of him.
And they are?
And they kind of lame.
Anyway, yeah, using his middle initial is usually a good sign that he's probably pretentious, like you
if
said.
If anybody, he's also a Twitter spurg. He just,
I don't know what that means.
He pretty much spazzes out on Twitter when things don't go his way. So
okay.
One of his favorite things, his most insulting terms, is to call someone child in the gayest voice he can. He'll be like, "Oh no, child. I didn't say that, child." Like, he talks to people like that.
Yeah, he sounds like a dick. Sounds like he uses his middle initial.
Well, are you familiar with Opie and Anthony? That old radio show with the two racist guys.
Of course.
Well, they had a Reddit, and it was like the ONA forums or something like that.
Okay.
And Patrick has become public enemy number one to the insane people that were collected in the ONA forums. So they harassed the shit out of this guy.
Are they still a thing? Like, they were huge, 20 years ago?
They self-destructed. They destroyed themselves. One of them, I think, went to jail for, like, inappropriate sexual contact with their child or some shit.
Great.
The other one was, like, became, like, lovely. This alt-right, not, like, Nazi psychopath.
I was never a fan, so when they disappeared.
And he abused his wife, like...
Oh, that's also
there's
good.
Video of that, too.
So we got child abusers. We got
and that was
wife
Opie
abusers.
And like, that's what happened to them. And they were both all, like, really into coke.
Jesus
and
Christ. They
self-destructed.
A lot of people got careers off of their show and being on their show. A lot of people. And Bill Burr used to be on there all the time. Patrice O'Neill was on there all the time.
Well, you're skirting the line. Like, if you skirt the line of like, shock jock humor, like, we say gross things on the show. But we don't, like, I don't find shock to be funny. So I'm not going to just say some crazy shit. And again, they got, like, the Kanye brainworms or the Kanye disease, where they play their character so much, or they over-exaggerated a personality trait so much that
they
fucking lost the plot and, like, went way off. And for, like, they did the thing that usually old boomer, like, white dudes do, where they just go alt-right for some reason and they become, like, conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, why is that so
phenomenon
prevalent?
I'm noticing.
Why is that so prevalent in my my atmosphere of like human beings.
In my inexperience, but just because I like to theorize silly shit, is that we all are genetically predisposed to something based on our like genetic history, and you're just predisposed to become this. So I'm thinking in like 20, 30 years, you and I are going to be having a conversation. You're going to be saying some crazy alt-right shit to me.
Yeah, but and I don't think it's just boomers. I'm
Black Hebrew Israelite by that point. I don't know.
I don't think it's just boomers, though. There's plenty of people our age, even a little younger. Nuts.
I think it's like a weird like feedback loop, like commercials. You see the same commercial over and over again for French fries, and eventually you want French fries.
True. Well, now I hear all the time that young men are starting to drift more and more alt-right, and young women are more drifting more and more to the far left.
Well,
and that's just the way culture is dividing at even a young age at this point.
I mean, again, it's weird with like how what catches on and what's it's sort of like, you know, when people pour to like trans and stuff like that. I feel like it's people just kind of finding this niche of that fills this hole in their life.
Yeah.
And that's what they fill it with. And they become indoctrinated to it. Hell, boy moms was a thing. TikTok did not help with that shit at all.
Boy moms?
Where, like, you know, there's the women that are just a little too close to their sons. That's a trend now.
They had a whole show about that on TLC. Boy
mom, like, I love my girls, but my son is the best. You know, that those crazy bitches.
Well, I mean, that trope's been around forever, daddy.
Yeah, but now daddy's it's a trend. Girl and there's a mama's difference boy. Between that and being a trend. Now it's is a trend. There? So even if people who don't believe it, they're going to perpetuate it to the point that they're just going to force themselves to believe that they are like that.
All right. I see that. I see it.
And TikTok was one of the websites that were big into doing that.
Speaking of TikTok, our TikTok account got banned. I don't know why. No idea why. If anyone listening knows
Matt told me last night
how to go about, I don't know. Joaquin pointed out that TikTok's going to be banned soon anyway, it's going to take a year or so because they have – I think they have 9 months to comply with the new law. And then the president has the ability to extend it like another 90 days. Pardon me. It could literally be a year from now where it actually takes place. And I think ByteDance has already said they're not going to divest. They're basically refusing to do it. And they're just going to take TikTok down. Yeah, I heard that the
president of TikTok is like, I'm going to fight this injustice. Or some
whatever.
Shit.
I mean, yeah, I TikTok care. Is a fucking shithole.
I could. For me, TikTok has literally became like 4chan for liberal people.
Yeah, right? TikTok's terrible. So I have no problem with it going away. And I told Joaquin, you know, I'm not going to put a whole lot of effort into getting this reinstated. I'm just really curious as to what we did to get our account banned.
I think I honestly think it's because hate is in the title of our show. Like,
You think it could be as simple as somebody just reports the show because of the title and they see the title and just go, fine, fuck you. I mean, I guess that's what happened when I tried to create the Instagram account and I put that in the title originally, it tried to block it. It did block it. And then I had to get it figured out. So I don't know. Maybe it's just so stupid. Like we just overcorrect so much nowadays.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So Patrick is actually TikTok. One of those liberal freedom fighter people in his head. Where one, like he got to a point where like one guy, he was fighting online with him and he invited him out to a bar to fight him. Pretty much the guy said, I'll come down and fight you. And he was just like, all right, well, I'm not going to need the ambulance when you come here. So
wait, what? What kind of stupid thing is that to say?
And so the guy shows up and Patrick doesn't show up. And I think he calls the cops on him or something.
Of course.
But he ends up in trial with this guy because Patrick wants to sue all the people who've been harassing him. Again, there's some people who have been changing, who have been like skirting the line or even crossing the line when it comes to it. Right. And he was like, well, I got vandalized. Like, and then they show like video and the guy that they show, they don't show the vandalism happen, but they show the person going onto his yard. But the guy going onto his yard looks oddly like him.
And like it's Donald just like, Trump pretending to be his own press secretary.
Right. And he like he kind of like wobbles around and looks, and then it just writes like, you are a fat pig. It's like, these people would do so much worse. They would torture a bike.
Yeah, you're
they would do so much fucking worse.
That sounds like something this guy would come up with as an insult. Be like, oh, it's so horrible. How could somebody write something so terrible?
Right?
You have no idea.
He was trying to get press for like being like harassed all the time. It's like, they ruined my business and they ruined my marriage to my first wife. It's like, no, motherfucker, you threatened the life of your wife, your first wife. You threatened
her life.
What was
his business?
He
was one of the 18 things you said?
Yeah, one of the few things he did. Like he says they review bombed his really shitty sci-fi novel, and yet he was like editing, like you can see, like edited by author, edited comments on his book. And on top of that, he would attack any kind of criticism. So even if it was constructive criticism from like an actual reader, he would call them a troll and just like shit on them.
Why self-sabotage yourself like that? It's so stupid. It makes no sense.
And anybody who points common sense to him is like, hey, well, he's like, well, you lied. He was like, well, point one thing I lied about. Everything, child. Name one thing in this everything that I lied about. You lied about everything, child.
Does he feel that, like, child is an insulting phrase, or is it that just a catchphrase for him? Where he just says child.
He only does it when he's fighting somebody. I'm assuming he thinks
he's being insulting.
He's calling them a child. You only need to say that shit once.
Then
if you're going to continue to argue with them, even though you stated you believe they are a child.
I like how passive it is, too. You can't just be like, you're being a child. It's like,
yeah,
no, it's blah, 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 child.
And mind you, if he thinks they are a child, right? Like, the way he's talking down to them, I gave him a bit of a snagglepuss in my head.
that's exactly what it was.
And he does sound like that, like, over the phone when he's speaking to somebody. Like, when he normally speaks, he doesn't sound like that. But when he speaks to somebody condescendingly, he sounds like Snagglepuss.
Was Snagglepuss the Thufferin? No,
Sylvester. The Murgatroyd. Hagrid, stage left. Like, that was was Snagglepuss.
Yeah, he was pink, right? Pinkish?
He was pinkish. Yeah.
I don't know how, didn't he have a fedora?
No, he didn't. That was Top Cat
There's so many of those Hanna-Barbera characters.
They're all same fucking character, same actor.
They're all kind of meshed up in my head.
Snagglepuss had like a collar with nothing attached to nothing and cuffs.
I remember the collar.
He had a collar and cuffs, but he did not have a hat.
I gotta Google this shit. Snagglepuss. Right. Yes. Yep. Okay.
He was basically bolo tie. Pink Panther's like gay cousin.
Yes.
So
I Googled Snagglepuss, and one of the like four pictures is Jim Parsons with Snagglepuss next to him. And I don't know why.
But Patrick also
he's gonna voice him.
Yeah. Oh, really?
No, it's probably bullshit. It's probably some stupid clickbait bullshit.
So Patrick, also known as Fatrick, these people are crazy, but
Feathers, what was his name?
Patrick S. Tomlinson.
Tomlinson. Oh, Tomlinson's a tough last name. Yeah. It sounds like there's an extra syllable in there, but anyway.
So in my head, I'm just like, okay, so if you think the person you're arguing with is a child, now imagine in your head, a grown person arguing with a child. Who do you think is wrong? Just a random child, any other person, just like the child's like, and he's like, like this whole time. At some point you start to think, oh, the adult is stupid.
Yeah. Usually the way it goes.
You should be able to go, you know what? I can't, unless it's your own child, which is really difficult to not argue with your own child because you fucking live with them. And how do you parrot that? But if it's someone else's child, I'm not arguing with you. No. I'm not dealing with you.
No, there's no reason to.
Like, I'm going to say what I have to say. If you give pushback, I might reply one other time, and I'm going to deal with your parents at that point. There's nothing to do with you.
Well, you learned that lesson.
Even before that.
Speaking of, I want guesses on what that kid was doing in the bathroom. Taekwondo.
She was in a leotard because she had left dance, and leotards are really notoriously hard. She's like seven.
All right, I guess. I still don't know why
you're going to take you 50. Because he just jumped into it. I'm going to explain. So we were at Taekwondo. I met up with Matt. Matt was like, I want to get out of here because the place was like full of people. It was packed full of people.
Yeah, I can't believe how many people were there.
And so during the summer, it's usually like closer towards summer. That's when people start coming in.
A lot of people.
So we leave. We go to ShopRite. He gets his gay seltzer. I get
Topo Chico.
Topo Chico. That's what I want to try it.
It's delicious. It's delicious. And blueberry and hibiscus.
And I get a sarsaparilla. I got that voice in my head.
Which
now. A sarsaparilla was delicious. Right,
literally, while you were talking 5 minutes ago, in the back of my head, I was going, I'm going to go get a sarsaparilla after we're done with this before I go pick up my kids.
I was thinking that. I was like, if this pours into me getting my kids, I'm just going to pack them into the car and go get a sarsaparilla.
I'm going to stop at the convenience store and see if I can find one.
So we come back. And my wife had requested that we pick up something for her at Dunkin' Donuts. So I'm being dutiful. Matt's like, I don't want to fucking go. And I'm like, I don't want to get yelled at. So let's go.
No. I said, I don't want to walk there.
Oh, I don't want to walk.
I didn't mean I
said I didn't want to go.
Well, I didn't mean I didn't want
to
go.
You said you don't have to. She said she requested. Doesn't mean you have to go. That is what you said.
Well, that's just me being an asshole. What I meant was, I don't want to walk over there. We can drive over there, which we did.
Yes. So got her drink and I get a text. Oh no, I get a call. And yes, she's like, call. Well, Matt's son really has to go to the bathroom and he looks devastated that he has to go. And I don't want him to go. And mind you, Taekwondo uniform's a white outfit, so I get it. I mean, you don't want anybody to piss themselves,
right?
But
again,
that's extra embarrassing.
As I told you, when he went to put his Taekwondo outfit on, he pulled his pants off and had no underwear on. And I said, "Why don't you have underwear on?" He said, "Oh, I pooped my pants a little bit." And I said, "Okay. Well, you can't wear nothing under the white pants because they're see through, buddy. So put your pants back on." So he had two pair of pants on, technically.
Which, in my head, I was just thinking, oh, of course he doesn't wear underwear. He's your fucking kid.
Yeah,
he's your son.
He got it from me. Just... For those who don't know, I prefer to go commando.
Oh, my God. So, I have a question now. Was he home before? Like, did he go from school to Taekwondo, or did he come home first?
No, he was home. He could have changed.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He chose not to.
And that means that shitty underwear is just like in a laundry pile somewhere?
Somewhere, yeah. I mean, I find them occasionally, once in a while, every couple months.
Because I don't trust him to just put his clothes in the dirty clothes.
No, he doesn't typically. I have to tell him, make sure you put your clothes in the hamper.
Okay.
So they're probably sitting in a sink somewhere. Anyway, let's continue.
In a sink. Anyway, so we come back. And mind you, since there's no air conditioning in this building, he has the back door and the front door open, and the back door has a fan that's blowing in. So you get a nice cool breeze, through breeze, but it's to the back of the shopping center because it's like a shopping strip.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know who's in the bathroom. And my wife didn't specify the voice of a child came out. I don't even think she was thinking
that's
about
true, yeah.
that.
Joaquin was terrified.
Because my hypervigilant brain starts activating, and I make a joke. And I spoke something into my own like paranoia. I was like, I hope somebody like some homeless person didn't just like sneak in through the back door, go into the bathroom, and it's like freebasing or like dying in the bathroom, or just
shooting
had to take
up.
A shit. Yeah, just something.
Shit they've been holding in for 4 days.
Yeah, like you know that gas station that's like been kind of abandoned. They give you the key. Like you're on a road trip, they give you a key. You go in and there's a dead body.
Yeah,
covered in shit and with a needle in its arm, like, well,
smeared all over the place. The old shit crayon.
Yeah, it's like, well, do I tell somebody about this? Because then I have to stay, and I don't want to be a part of this.
You're just like, nope.
Because Matt and I were getting ready to just bounce again. Like, well, problem solved. He doesn't want to go. He doesn't want to go next door to go to the bathroom, and there's somebody in the bathroom. I don't care.
Yeah, he was fine holding it, so I was like, okay, whatever.
But I stated that, and then I couldn't leave.
Mm.
until somebody came out of that bathroom.
Because I think it went through both our minds at the same time. Like, you said it as a joke, and we're like, wait, that could actually be potentially true. There is a not 0% chance that that's true.
Exactly. And I'm like, I don't need my wife to go through that. I don't want any of these martial arts kids to have to test their martial arts skills on a bad scenario.
Yeah, we don't need a bunch of 7, 8, 9-year-olds beating the shit out of some homeless person.
we don't need it. We don't need, like, and I don't think anybody in that room has, besides one guy, one other guy who's dealt with the possibility of a dead body. There was one other guy besides myself I know who is not, who I don't know anybody else who has dealt with that.
Okay.
Like, not a family member. I'm talking about, like, discovering a dead body kind of thing.
Yeah, I've never done that before. It's never happened to me.
There was another guy there. He's a Dominican guy. He is former police officer.
I know which guy you're talking about. Yep.
So, yeah, he...
Former police officer?
He was former New York police.
You know what? I totally got that vibe without
thinking
about it.
You get the vibe instantly. That's exactly what he is. Yep. So... I was just like, I don't want to have that. Like, if I had to, I would just go back there and call the police, deal with the situation. Because my wife would never get over it. None of the kids need that shit.
Oh, you wouldn't hear about it. You wouldn't stop hearing about it for a good fucking 6 months.
After the tree fell on our house, anytime the wind blows a little too hard or a vehicle, like, pops off, she has a full-on...
Yeah,
panic attack, and I know that feeling.
Yeah, no, it's reasonable.
And so I'm just like, I don't want her, like, she's has to go through her own journey of dealing with that, and I can be there for her, but it's everybody's individual problem.
I hope I never find a dead body. I don't want to find a dead body.
You don't want to do it. You don't. Like, some people can't deal with a dead animal body, let alone another human.
Oh, dude, I don't like going to funerals or wakes and having the corpse sitting there. That shit creeps me out.
Surreal, like,
yeah, that like waxy look. Yeah. It's just like, oh, I hate it. Oh, it's so fucking freaky. I don't know why we do that as a culture. It's the dumbest shit.
Here's a gross thought. Every time you've gone to an open casket funeral and you've seen the body, you're technically looking at a stuffed doll of someone you knew.
Kind
of,
yeah. Know why we do it. It's a stupid fucking practice. I don't know why we do it.
Humans aren't really bad at letting go.
Yeah, but why do we need to have it sitting there in front of us to see it
again?
I'll
explain it to you. We do not like to let go of shit at all.
But how does that help?
It doesn't. But that's the same thing. For instance, it's probably going to turn to a segue.
It already has.
We quite literally don't let TV shows die. We will fucking revive some shit that does not need to come back.
Oh, are you trying to segue into topic already?
I'm not trying to segue. It was just the perfect example that popped into my head. It just said it might turn into a segue.
Well, I'm not done talking about dead bodies yet.
Well, then let me finish my point, and then won't be a segue. It'll be a callback. But no, we will have a TV show go on for fucking ever, or even worse, a TV show dies. It has a perfect ending. Or a movie or something, some type of media.
All right, we're starting our topic. Forget it. We're starting the topic.
It's time to begin the complaining.
You're pushing right into it. You're basically fucking it in the ass. So, like, we might as well just get into it. Our topic this week is going to be showrunners, those who run shows. So go ahead, continue.
But it would be this dead IP that doesn't need anything else to it. It's perfectly, like, the same reason why people have problem with remakes, which remakes are a little different in my opinion. But and all of a sudden, now there's a new continuum of this fucking IP.
For me,
you don't need to see that.
For me, Dexter is the perfect.
I forgot that continued after the end.
It is the perfect encapsulation of that statement because they ended the show, which was a great show for the first 2/3 of it, and then the last couple seasons got shitty.
Yeah,
and it ended on what's widely considered to be one of the worst endings of all time. And they decided to bring it back, and they brought it back, and they had a single season spinoff where he's now, in hiding. And his son shows up out of nowhere. And it was fucking awful. It was like, dude, you couldn't. It was like you kicked us in the nuts when you ended the first series, and then you're like, brought back this new series, you gave us your hand, you started pulling us back up, you're like, come on, man, you can just shake off that nut shot, shake off that. And then once we were on our feet again, you just nut shot at us even harder with the fucking terrible dark, I forget what they called it, dark new blood, Dexter New Blood. And just it started off like kind of cool, and it was like, maybe this isn't gonna be that bad. And then they just fucked it in the ass even harder. It was, they were like, last time we used lube, this time it's going in raw.
Like, at this point, like, a lot of these shows are basically just show run on sentences. Like, they just keep fucking going and filibustering. And like, all right, so growing up on anime, and one thing I always hated and I couldn't stand even when I was younger was like filler shows. And I get why they do it, because if they're doing it and coinciding with a manga, that the manga is not continued, so they can't continue the show. But if you stop the show, interest drops and then nobody wants to watch it.
Okay.
So that's basically, so taking that idea, they'll come up with, like, in Dragon Ball Z, there was an episode where Goku and Piccolo had to learn to drive a car. It's silly, and it works. It's a filler episode. It's probably one of the best filler episodes, but it's still filler. It's boring. It doesn't add anything. It's just a day in the life.
I don't get filler episodes, like, because Breaking Bad had. Did you watch Breaking Bad?
Yes.
So Breaking Bad famously had the filler episode with the fly, where they were in the lab the entire episode. And trying to catch this fucking fly. And it's famously known as, like, one of the, not best, but one of the, like, most okay filler episodes. Like, a lot of people try to analyze and act like it's this great fucking episode, but no, it's filler.
Yeah.
You're talking about a show that has episode after episode. It's just boom, boom, boom. They just keep hitting you with new plot points and new twists and new curves. And then they have an episode like that where nothing happens. Nothing happens. The plot doesn't move forward. Nothing crazy happens. Unless I'm misremembering it. If I'm misremembering it, I'm sorry. But nothing really happened. The end of the episode ends and there's no movement from the episode before, you know, as far as where the plot stood. And people try to try to pull it apart and analyze it as if it's this amazing piece of work. And it wasn't a filler episode. It was artistic. It's like, No, it was a filler episode.
Filler Topo can be artistic.
I guess so.
Snapped it open in the middle of a sentence.
Topo Chico time. Go ahead.
For that instance, like a clip show, which they stopped doing in most TV shows, is the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
In thematically, it's the same thing. It is pretty much just characters existing in a room. The Family Guy episode where Stewie and Brian were in a safe. They were in a safe.
Yeah.
That would have been a great episode if Family Guy was the type of show to progress anything. They don't.
Right. Well,
Animated shows
have the added benefit of no characters age, everything stays the same, so they don't have to.
I guess that's
they don't have to most move sitcoms things along.
Are like that technically until unless I guess so. Unless they introduce a baby into the show and then all of a sudden
that's usually the death baby blow.
Disappears or it pushes a show forward because you can't just
nah, man.
We have a baby there.
When they add a baby to the show, that's how you know they're running out of ideas.
But so it kills me how, like, with filler episodes specifically, it doesn't mean it's necessarily bad, but the problem is these shows that have ended and they now are just continuing, or they had a perfect ending but they just decided to not end it where it was, the rest of it just feels like filler.
It is. I mean, in every sense of the word, it is filler. It's just extra shit to occupy your fucking mindless time where you want to encapsulate that original run or that original series as, you know, the good thing that it was and separate off that bullshit for yourself so that you don't fuck up the original for yourself. Does that make sense? Am I making any sense?
Any Star Wars fan knows that.
Yes, I was going to use Star Wars as an example, but
I was trying to lean away from it, but I couldn't help it. That's a perfect example.
Yeah, we talked about Star Wars so much in the last episode of Paul. So
yeah, so I'm going to leave that alone. That's the only sentence I'm bringing up for that one. But going back to anime, which I know I'm sure everybody listens knows and loves anime, but there is a show called Naruto.
Yep.
That's about an annoying ass ninja. He's not really the main character. The main character is the mopey bitch that's his best friend and or gay lover.
Okay.
Now, the whole anime is a little about these ninja kids. The one kid wants to become the boss. They go through the story. There's a time skip. So the next series is the time skip where I think like 3-4 years. So they're a little bit older. They're like early adult teen, like late teen.
Right.
This big war happens. They create this villain who's nigh unstoppable, and they just come up with some bullshit way to defeat him because they created this, again, this villain who can't be stopped by anything. So I don't know why the fuck they had such a, why they fucking, how they won. So in the end, the main character, you know, they reconcile everything in the story.
Okay.
And then there's a movie that's a longer time skip where that main character is now the boss. He has a kid. He has a son about like, I want to say he's like 11 maybe. And the movie is about the son. And the movie was good. It was just a good epilogue. That's what it is. It is an epilogue. We know the story. The story's over. He achieved his goals. And this is his son. So now we could just write fan fiction or imagine what can happen in the future. That's okay. Not what happened. They said, you know what? Let's make this shit into a show. and like, no, don't do that. Because now you can make these nigh impossible villains. The main character's supposed to be the kid, but we don't want to let go of the old characters. But they're not correct either. And now nobody's learned shit because we're back to our old childish bullshit with the old guys, but now the new kids are doing the same shit that the old guys did, and you just create these villains that are basically carbon copies of this nigh-unstoppable villain you created, and you're supposed to tell me that they're more powerful than the guy who quite literally just breathed and killed 70 people at once? No. Bullshit.
Well, when you have a built-in audience that you can rely on, they're going to make dumb shit like that. You know, they know they've got, so it is what it is. They're going to continue to do that shit. I'm just so sick of these shows that I wanted to talk about this. Cause I told you I finished, the first half of fuck's it called American Horror Story, the double feature season where they, when I saw double feature and saw, oh, okay. They literally split the 10 episodes into two groups of five, I thought, oh my God, that's such a good idea, because even from the early seasons, they struggled with pacing and they struggled with trying to fill 10 episodes up with enough shit where you didn't go, oh my God, like, can we just get this over with already? And they tried to kind of correct that with two seasons with Roanoke. Okay. They had the first half of the season be the actual experience, and then the second half was about making a TV show about the experience, but they still were one connected timeline. And then they did the same thing with the last season I watched, what the hell was it, 1984, where the first five episodes were about these murders, and then the second five episodes were about, you know, set whatever it was 15 years later or something like that, but it was still interconnected. I thought it was great. I was like, okay, good. You realize that maybe 10 episodes is a little too much. You're having a hard time between the two of you guys, whatever their names are, coming up with stories that fill 10 episodes of content.
Like Ryan Murphy. Yeah, Ryan Murphy and Brad Falchuk.
Falchuk, there you go. You know, all right, maybe you realize that you've been doing this for a decade worth of seasons. It's time to maybe separate it out and do shorter seasons and see if you can contain your stories better. And man, did they just make a shitty story for the first half. Red Tide was I'm not going to spoil anything, but it was bad. I watched it and I went, you had five episodes. You didn't have a lot of time you had to fill. You could have easily gotten the pacing right. And instead you still fucked up the pacing and you created a story that just doesn't make sense. You didn't have 10 episodes worth of time to make sure you had all your T's dotted, T's crossed and your I's dotted. And you still fucked that up. You still failed to make those connections. So it was just bad. Again, I'm not going to spoil anything. It just wasn't good. It just wasn't a good story. And they moved it along too quickly. They could have drawn out the mystery of it a little bit longer. Yeah. Where they just kind of told you by the second episode, you just knew everything that was going on, which is not par for the course for American Horror Story. They usually keep you hanging along and revealing little bits along the way. Like I said, sometimes unsuccessfully, but that's part of what was alluring about it. So they fucked it up. I mean, I'm going to watch the second half and I'm going to continue to watch the next two seasons that are available because I said I was going to do that. But I don't know. I just hate seeing a good thing ruined, you know?
No, I absolutely agree. I mean, here's something really funny about American Horror Story. One, American Horror Story shouldn't necessarily have that problem because it's an anthology, which is crazy, right?
Which
I think, again, that's like burnout from like writers or the revolving door of writers.
Yeah.
But also, here's something that's really funny about what you said about how the story just was kind of like on the nose and really easy to figure out because they weren't anything secret.
They have a spin-off
of American Horror Story that is that, which again is weird to me to spin off an anthology. And what I was guessing is that they were just saying like, well, we're more so just following like the lore of the random monsters
that
we brought into it. I've only watched the beginning and I was kind of like, I'm not feeling it.
Yeah, I haven't watched any of them
yet. I watched like two episodes.
But to your point, yeah, it might, you know, to spin it off into single episodes where you can just encapsulate your story in one episode instead of having to draw it out over 10 seasons. Sometimes that's done really, really well. I mean, Black Mirror, great example of doing that well.
Perfect example. Well, I love anthology series. So
Me too.
That's why I gave it a try. But it just felt like they were trying to shove in all the, like, I guess human drama is a big part of American Horror Story, but you have to cut the fat somewhere. And what drew people into American Horror Story more? Was it the drama or was it the monsters?
It was the monsters and the horror. I mean, it's in the fucking name.
It's in the fucking name. So if you're going to make a smaller series, keep that and expunge on that and have bits of that other stuff. But they didn't do that. They wanted to have all of it. And I was just like, I don't give a shit about, like, I don't know these characters well enough because the show doesn't have enough time to let me know them well enough. So I don't give a shit. I don't care about this girl, this lesbian girl and her two dads. I don't give a shit about them. I can't give a shit about them. Reason why I pointed it out, because it's such a big deal in the episode. It doesn't need to be, but they made it a big deal.
Right.
From what I remember of it anyway, and I guess what they were trying to say was like, even if you're in a progressive household with like, you know, two dads raising a girl who also happens to be gay, but they can still ignore the signs. That's what it felt like, or ignore the signs or not put forth their totalitarian thought process or a closed-minded process. I think that's what they were trying to say. Problem is they didn't have enough fucking time for me to be able to register that, and it took me having this conversation with you to kind of go maybe that's what they were going for.
I'm just sick of show, and Law and Order is another great example of a show that's just so, I'm talking about the original series, it was just so good. It was just such a good, I loved the mystery. I loved getting wrapped up in the mystery of who did it and why they did it. And going through and uncovering the clues and showing, I loved the procedural aspect of Law and Order. And then they've just fucked that show up too. I mean, they did it before they rebooted it, but the reboot has continued the we're going to take some dumb shit.
How do you reboot it?
They didn't reboot it. It's not a reboot. It's a relaunch. They relaunched it. They stopped the series and said it's over with. And then literally 10 years later, I think, they're like, we're going to bring it back for another season. And
they pulled the Jay-Z.
They kept Sam Waterston was still in it as the DA, but all of the characters that you cared about are gone. It's all new characters. I mean, that was the beauty of the early seasons of Law and Order, was there were characters you cared about, and one would get taken out of the season and somebody else would come in. And then over the next few years, you'd get used to them, and then somebody else would leave and somebody would come in, but you'd have time to kind of get up to speed and grow to like the characters. When they relaunched it, they just had all these new detectives, and every episode is they just take some story of what's going on in real life, which is just lazy as shit, and they make it a murderous twist. They're just like, oh, okay. I mean, this might have been an SVU episode, but my favorite was the Chris Brown and Rihanna episode, where they just took that story of two music stars, and one of them's abusive, and then at the end they end up killing her. And it's like, they're just like, okay, what if Chris Brown and Rihanna happened, but instead of just beating her up, he killed her? And that's every episode. There's, okay, remember how there was a scandal where Anthony Weiner was sending dick pics to whoever? What if that happened, but then he murdered somebody? That's every episode now. And it's like the show I used to know and love, where they crafted these great, crazy little mysteries of how this murder came to be. They're just like, nah, we're just going to take some bullshit that happened in real life and be like, but a murder happens. Yeah.
You know,
the other thing is, it's also extremely preachy now. It's very, very preachy about, like, well, every episode feels like a PSA. Door
of writers.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. When CW shows fail, those writers need to get hired somewhere. And I'm sorry, I don't know any of these writers. I don't know who they are, and I don't want to look up their names, but I hate every single one of them. They are some of the worst writers I have ever.
Is that what it is? They all got jobs writing for Law and Order.
It's a CW show.
Every Law and Order episode is like, it's like police brutality's bad. Israel needs to be supported. Gay rights are a thing. Every episode, something. It's like,
the thing is, you can say something enough times for people to not give a shit.
Yeah, but I don't watch Law and Order for that. Law and Order is not the vehicle to be spreading messages of PSAs. That's not the vehicle for it.
It's definitely not.
It's just not
of that.
It's no, Law and Order. It's not supposed to. It's supposed to be. It's supposed to be like a candy bar. You eat it, you throw away the wrapper. That's it.
Really? It's a police procedural.
Yeah. And I love police procedurals. I love them. I'm reading a book series by this author, Blake Banner, that's just police procedurals focused on cold cases. And every one feels like a Law and Order episode, but classic Law and Order.
Yeah.
Like, where there's just a cool mystery wrapped up, and not every episode's just like, oh, Joe Biden fell walking up the stairs, and then he murdered someone.
What if George Bush actually did choke on that piece of popcorn, and it was planted?
It was planted in his throat. It was a murder. Ooh. I literally think that's what they do in the. I could see the writers' room. They're just like, hey, you see what happened in the news today? What if that happened? But then they murdered someone.
It was somebody turns around with like a tweedly mustache.
Yeah. Or every once in a while, there's a kidnapping or a rape thrown in instead. You know, it's mostly murder though.
We've got to give this over to SVU, and then it's a crossover episode.
Yeah, I mean, if they're gonna have any sex involved, it's got to be an SVU episode crossover.
So, I'm gonna play devil's advocate here a little bit with shows, because there is a problem, and this is the audience fault here, at least I feel. So we get a show, it ends, and now people are like, man, that was such a great show. And then they make something new. A new show comes out, but it's very similar to that one show that ended.
Yeah.
The one thing a lot of people start saying, it's just this show. It's just this. Why didn't they do that? Like, it bothers me when a new IP comes out and it has similarities because nothing's original. Like, we've been making shit forever, and now that everything's recorded and kept, it's still going to be fresh in your memory to some degree.
This doesn't just apply to similar shows. When these, you know, reboots or remakes come out too, we propagate it. We get all excited. We're like, oh my God, they're making new episodes of Dexter.
Every time.
This is going to be so dope. And then we're let down, and we don't learn.
Yeah, we don't. And so we treat what's the word I'm looking for? Derivative as a bad thing.
Right.
It's like when no,
everything
it's
is derivative.
From this.
Everything
yeah,
is derivative.
Everything is derivative.
When it comes down
like
to it.
You and your style as a person is derivative.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking
absolutely.
About?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You didn't everything make your is. Own clothes, and even if you did, it's based off of someone else's designs.
Right. Yep.
Like
yeah,
I've seen that's why I don't understand fashion shows, but that's beyond me. Because
oh no, that is way beyond me.
I made the billet de couture.
People come out
and it's somebody wearing a fucking tire.
I was gonna say a garbage bag, but yeah.
That's not unique. That's just stupid.
It's a garbage bag and it cost $15,000.
It's just or it's not for sale.
I could see the imprint of I can't think of a brand. What's that brand?
That says Firestone.
That shit says Firestone on it. I could see it. You didn't even
they tried this. They tried to scrape it off. I could tell.
Huffy. It thinks Huffy? Is that the garbage bags? No, Huffy? Not Huffy. Tuffy?
Tuffy.
What's the garbage bags?
I think it's Tuffy.
That shit says Tuffy on the inside seat.
It's crazy to me. So, like, on the audience side, fuck you for being like such like. If you feel so strongly about that, then watch the old thing. That's again with like remakes. Remakes to me are different. That's yeah. someone else's perspective of a show, of a show or a movie, of a movie. What I shouldn't because remakes are movies. So somebody's going, well, I like this movie, and they come into the writers' room, but what if the killer was innocent? Like something stupid like that. Or what if they were murdered? They come in, they do another thing with an IP that's popular. So, right. like, for instance, what if John Wick was a knife guy? Let's make a movie as if John Wick was a knife guy.
Oh, they've already done this with what if John Wick was a woman? They've already made that movie. Yeah. I forget what it was called.
They did what if John Wick was old? Nobody.
Yeah. Yep.
Nobody was dope.
Nobody was dope. Well, I mean, you could say the same thing about all the Office quote-unquote spinoffs that were created.
The British to American, well, yeah.
And I'm not even – The Office itself was derivative of the British. But then
no,
that genre became a thing. Parks and Rec, Superstore.
Oh, yeah, that genre. I got you to say.
Like,
yes,
there's all of these exactly. shows that came out of The
they're
Office
derivative.
That are the same fucking
and
thing.
Popular.
And they're popular. They're good. Parks and Rec is a great show.
But a lot of people like to poo-poo on especially, like, movies that do that. It's like, well, you know, Zack Snyder tried to create his own Star Wars. You know what? You know I'm glad it failed. I'm super glad it failed.
You know what's funny,
Rebel
though?
Rebel Moon was bad. Was a bad example of that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, it's just, I feel like people get way more angry about movies that they think are derivative than TV shows. I feel like with TV shows, a lot of times they get a pass. And it's just fine.
Like, because you don't have to put too much effort into seeing a TV show.
That's true. Yeah,
the
you're
movie,
right.
You have to like get into a theater, then you have to spend on really expensive popcorn that's probably not.
You're given like, 2 hours of your time in a
yeah,
chunk.
To just sit there chunk. And have to pee the entire time.
Yeah.
And if you pee, you miss some of the movie. And you don't get some of your money back.
You got to sneak in a bottle, man.
That's too many people peeing in a movie theater at once. If everybody follows that advice.
That's the next thing they're going to do. Now we've got fucking recliners that are like heated. They have vibrating. Next,
they're
going
to like
have a toilet. Yep, you're going to be able to open it up and just take a shit right in the theater.
I just imagine this bag like opens up around you and there's a window for your head so you can still watch the movie.
Nah, man. You're just going to lift the seat up and there's going to be a bowl right under it.
You're going archaic with it.
You're just going to sit there and dookie right next to everybody else.
Like, there's just too much effort that goes into having to watch a movie. I think that's why people get really mad
point.
About it.
And
that's the a
good
amount
point.
Of anticipation of it coming out. Like, you might be waiting 3 years for a 2-hour movie.
That's also true, yeah.
So I get it. Like, I would have been super pissed off if the Batman sucked. I would have been really fucking pissed off if I was somebody who thought the Batman sucked. I won't even say that if it did suck, because that's objective.
Sure, right.
It's if I thought it sucked. So I waited a while and a delay to see this movie. And then I had to sit for 2.5 hours watching this movie.
Right. Yep.
If I thought it was bad, I would have been really upset too.
See, with video games, I don't feel like derivative content is a bad thing at all. I feel like a lot of people say like, oh, this is just like The Legend of Zelda,
yeah, or
this is
just like, right.
And they don't mean it in a bad way. They mean it like, oh, you need to play this game. It's just, it's like a different take on Twilight Princess, you know, something like that.
You know, because you're interacting with something that new game? That plays the way you like to play it.
That's true. Yeah, it's more familiar. Like that, what was that game? Mortals, Phoenix Rising?
Yeah.
Like that got so much press because it was like, it felt like
Ocarina of Time with like.
Yeah. It was just like a Zelda game, except it's got the Greek gods. And you know, it was a good game. I enjoyed playing it.
I felt like the game was solid. I hated the story, but I felt like this game was solid.
The story was silly. Like it was funny. There was some funny parts. Yes,
I did like, I liked the taking the piss of Zeus, like how much of a dick Zeus was.
Yeah.
I was like, yay.
I like that part of the game. I finished The Last of Us 2 now, and I feel empty inside because I have nothing. I have no more Last of Us to play. And you
can't find a derivative.
I can't find a derivative. I started playing Alan Wake 2, and I figured out how to get my touchscreen issue or touchpad issue to work.
Okay.
I figured out to get it to work. So I started playing that. And it's weird.
I mean, if you haven't, you should probably play Control.
I played Control. Control is really good. Alan Wake, I got very angry at last night because it's early in the game and I had to fight the first like real monster, not monster, like the first, I guess, boss type character.
Yeah.
And it's really hard. It was really pissing me off. I'm like, I shot him like a million times and I'm like, I don't have any more fucking ammo. There's no ammo for me to pick up. What am I supposed to do? I shot him 100
fucking
times.
Shooting him isn't what you're supposed to do.
No, it is. It's what you're supposed to do. It's just, I guess I got to aim better. I don't know. It's fucking hard. But it's really, psychological horror is being done well. Like there's these random moments where like shit flashes on the screen or like thematically the environment just slightly changes or the music, you don't even notice the music creeping up in the background until it's alarmingly echoing the back of your head. And you're like, why am I so on edge? Oh, it's that creepy fucking music that's all of a sudden just sitting back here. So I'm enjoying it so far, but
you know, it just dawned on me. Alan Wake would not work as a show because of the way it is. Like it's meant to be a game that's like a show.
It has to be
so
played interactively.
It would not work as a show. And I kind of like that. I really like that. It pigeonholed itself.
It has to be.
To be artistically enough. Artistically, it pigeonholed itself if they go, we're making an Alan Wake show, you just turn it off.
No,
don't watch it.
They 100% pigeonholed themselves into the medium, 100%. So I'm debating playing it on story mode or one of the easier settings. I feel like such a bitch for, you know, the idea of doing it, but I'm kind of at the point where I just want to play the game and enjoy it and enjoy the horror elements.
I play games for enjoyment. If I get frustrated while playing a game, I don't know.
That's what you
sound like.
I don't know. I'm thinking about it. I already paid for the fucking thing. So it's not like I can
do whatever I want with it because I bought it.
I bought it digitally, so I can't sell it or anything.
Motherfuckers, just so you know, you people out there that's like, well, I bought it. I could do whatever I want with it. I should be able to do it. Think about it like this. If you're paying, especially for a video game or some kind of media, you're paying for the hope that you like it. You're not paying for it to do what you want it to do.
I wasn't complaining.
I was just getting on my high horse.
I already paid for it, so I want to get I want to get enjoyment out of it. That's all.
I didn't mean any. I mean, I meant what I said, but I was just taking a piss.
Yeah, you were just trying to shit on me, weren't you? Kind of
through this invisible person that I was talking to. Yeah.
you know, video games. I don't think has that derivative problem.
But yeah, you're absolutely right. People do not get upset about like a game series going on for too long.
Because they usually do a really good job of reinventing it. Like
Mario
would have
been gone a long time ago. I guess, you know, if it's consecutively bad, then yes.
But like, look at God of War. They made 3 games. They were good. People liked them and they wanted to make more. And they thought, all right, we're going to just completely reinvent what we're doing with this game. And we're going to go back and tell a different story.
The gamble is definitely different. Same thing with books generally. That's generally true. Books do not get that kind of harsh treatment.
This book series I'm reading now has like 30 books in it already. Yeah, but you're right. There are book series that go on forever, and it's different. You know, that's a different thing though, because books are such, I love books because so much is just left up to your imagination and your interpretation.
Yeah.
Where they're not spoon feeding you what you're supposed to think and feel, that I think it's hard to get sick of it or to feel like it's gone on too long, because you're essentially twisting it to be what you want it to be in your head.
Very,
you know,
true.
For the most part, as long as it's something that's up your alley. I mean, obviously if it's a book that's shit and it's just not something you're into, it's not going to work that way. But I've found that the books that I've read, I'm okay with reading a series that's got a ton of books in it, because each book is just my interpretation of the words on the page.
Yeah.
That was really deep.
It was really good.
I'm deep.
Sometimes. You fucking piece of shit. Just fucking end the show. You asshole. I'm done. You derailed my point so much.
You got nothing more to say?
No, not after that. You put a nice little pin on it.
I'm drinking Topo Chico. It's got a lot of carbonation.
I'm so tired. I don't have this in me.
All right, everybody. If you've we know this is a little bit short of an episode, but we wanted to give you something, even though both of us are just burnt out. Go to the website. You can buy a t-shirt. You can send us an email. Yeah.
ATIWIHY.com.
That's it. You got anything else you want to add?
Fuck you.
Is it opposite day?
What?
My daughter and I were playing opposite day yesterday.
Oh.
So like when she went to bed, she was like, night, hate you. Oh, I'm sorry. Good morning, hate you.
I hate opposite day games in my house. Oh, wait. It means awesome.
I usually hate opposite day games too, but it was fun.
Peace.
Aww.